the big change for me is now being the U.S. director of this Christians in Conservation. AROCHA, which is capital A, capital R-O-C-H-A. AROCHA means the rock in Portuguese. And the tagline has always been Christians in Conservation. In the United States, we're moving the tagline to be the title, Christians in Conservation. It's in 16 countries, and there's like three or four more pending right at the moment. But it's everywhere from Kenya to Brazil to India to UK, Canada, United States. In the U.S., it developed as a way to send money to the other AROCHA sites around the world. But there wasn't really a vision for what it was going to do here. In other countries, it does a lot of field biology work. They rescue estuaries, things like that. And in the United States, there's some of that going on. There's a project in Washington State. The blueberry crops are being decimated by starlings. And one of the AROCHA scientists figured out that you can use kestrels, which are really territorial, to chase off the starlings and not have to use any poisons and that sort of thing. And in the U.S., they've had a board. They've had great members and lots of very generous people, but they haven't had somebody with a vision of where it should go in the U.S. I've taken up the job of leading that organization in the United States, and there's just great people with a great vision, and they love to combine science and conservation and their faith of Christianity. And that's what's up and new with me, and it's a challenge, but it's a wonderful challenge. And I get emails from all over the world now, people, you know, pulling for us and praying for us here. And that's encouraging to realize how big this family that not only shares my faith, but my love of the creation is.